this one. Just wanted to let you know, North Fulton did lose to Jacksonville Rout, 52-46, a close game, as the Lady Cats got it to within two from what we understand, but ended up falling by the 6 points, 52-46, and they will play tomorrow at noon. We'll have that game for you here on CD Country 107.9. As that baseline jumper is good, as hit a, check that, that was Hannah Clemens that got that basket off the miss, the basket, and the footback does not go, battling for it, and it will be South Fulton basketball. So the Lady Rebels with possession. I'm a little surprised they're out here in white uniforms because they are the lower seed. Pleasant Plains dressed in the blue uniforms trimmed in red. South Fulton wearing white uniforms dressed in green, trimmed in green, as that is out of bounds. It'll be South Fulton basketball on the baseline underneath their own basket. Looks like McCormick will trigger it in. We'll get to the starters here in a moment. It's Taylor Churchill, Maddie McCormick, Hannah Clemens, Maggie Lascelles, and Mackenzie Coulter in the starting lineup for the South Fulton Lady Rebels. We'll run down Pleasant Plains in a moment as Lascelles, and coming up with that loose ball was Carolyn Giacchino. She was out of bounds. Carolyn Giacchino in the starting lineup, Lauren Segans, Bev Watson, Grace Sinclair, and Olivia Carter starting for the Pleasant Plains Lady Cardinals. And that's a foul against Pleasant Plains. It will be South Fulton basketball. From everybody we've talked to, these two teams are pretty evenly matched, as that's deflected out of bounds, and it'll be Pleasant Plains basketball. Triggering it in will be Grace Sinclair for the Lady Cardinals as they get it into the front court. If it is Carolyn Giacchino, Sinclair with it. Inside, and that bounces around, does not go. It's loose. Coulter comes up with it as she gets it ahead to Taylor Churchill. Churchill from the left side, the left wing, takes it back out top. Coulter with it, and she slid the pivot foot. It'll be a travel. And the turnover, giving it to Pleasant Plains. 2-0, 6:15. This is our final broadcast of the day from the middle school. We'll pack up and move over to the high school gym for our final broadcast later tonight, Farmington. They'll take on either Brown County or Rushville Industry. With us, that is Giacchino inside, and Lascelles is going to be called for that foul. And indeed, that is who is whistled for the foul. And at the free throw line is Olivia Carter, as she got the first of the two free throws and makes it a 2-1 ball game. 5:50 remaining. The second one rattles off, does not go, as Coulter grabs the rebound. Maddie McCormick with it to Churchill on the right wing. Clemens, low post, it goes to Lascelles, backs her way in, leans, and can't get it to go, and Coulter is fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line to get to. And Coulter with the opportunity for to give, extend the lead for South Fulton, and that rattles around and drops. 3-1. 5.5 minutes remaining. Second one is on the way, and it's good as well. 4-1. South Fulton leading this. Underneath does not go. It is Lascelles that comes away with the rebound. It's definitely an advantage. Look at it either way. It could be advantage for South Fulton already having a game that they've played. And that is a turnover. And the bump, and that's going to go on Lascelles, kind of in a wrong place at the wrong time. That'll be her second foul. Checking in will be Sadie Markley. That changes things for South Fulton, size-wise, definitely. With it is number 10, that's Bev Watson. Drives in the lane and gets the basket. Pulls Pleasant Plains to within one at 4-3. Markley to Churchill underneath the McCormick. She goes up and she's going to go to the free throw line now to get two. At the free throw line, as we said, Maddie McCormick getting the two free throws. First is on the way, and it's good. 5-3 the score, 4.5 minutes remaining. Second one by McCormick rattles out. And the rebound to the Lady Cardinals. Getting it into the front court will be Grace Sinclair. Watson, cross court to Sinclair. She fires the three-pointer. And that gives Pleasant Plains a one-point lead. It's 6-5. Churchill gives the ball to McCormick. McCormick drives left side, and that's going to be a foul. Olivia Carter picking up that foul. McCormick triggers it in for the Lady Rebels. Clemens left it short, and it will be out of bounds as Markley trying to save it, but stepped out of bounds. Well, the team rebound given to Pleasant Plains, leading it by one. That three-point shot does not go, and the rebound is two. Pleasant Plains, the offensive rebound. It looked like Coulter had it, but had it stripped. Sinclair looks to drive, kicks it back out. That is Giacchino. That two-point goal is good by Wong. And the lead is three at 8-5. Pleasant Plains. Coulter. That is through the hands of Clemens. Ahead it goes, underneath, and that is blocked. And it'll stay with Pleasant Plains. Madison Coulter checking in, replacing McCormick. Also Emily Curry in, replacing Mackenzie Coulter. Watson moves it up to Sinclair in the middle, and they kick it back out. Three-point goal, Carolyn Giacchino. And it's a six-point lead, 11-5. And it's out of bounds, and it will be Pleasant Plains basketball. 2:43 remaining. Well, we started to say whether it's an advantage to play, having played a game here at Beardstown already, or whether that's a disadvantage. I think that remains to be seen. Clemens picking up the foul. And at the free throw line, Jones. The free throw is good. Seb Watson. The lead is 7, 12-5. Second free throw is also good. Two and a half minutes remaining. That is Churchill with it as she'll dribble her way through the pressure put on by Pleasant Plains. Markley throws it up and gets it to drop. Ends the drought. And it pulls them to within 6, 13-7. That is deflected. And the steal. South Fulton with possession. Churchill works her way across. Curry. Oscorta goes to Coulter. To Churchill on the left baseline. Fakes, drives. Throws it up. Cannot get it to go. And the rebound is to Pleasant Plains. Two-point goal is good as Giacchino has 5 now on the morning, afternoon now. A minute 20 remaining, Churchill to Markley. Underneath the give, and they try to get it into Madison Coulter, and it's intercepted on the baseline. Giacchino for 3, skips across, won't go, loose on the floor, and it is South Fulton that comes away with it as Churchill will work it into the front court, being pressured by Elisa Frazee. Curry with it on the right wing, out top it goes between the circles, Clemens to Markley on the right wing again, they go underneath to Curry, but it's tipped out of bounds by Giacchino. Substitutions coming in. Madison Coulter in the ball game, as is McKenzie. Coulter, she fires, cannot get it to go. The rebound is to Pleasant Plains as they quickly get it down court. And off the glass, that is 2 for Maddie Dossett. And the lead is 10 at 17-7. Coulter looks to drive, cut off, gets at the baseline to Madison. Madison Coulter throws it up. She's fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line to get the 2 free throws. As that foul was whistled against Emily Long. Madison Coulter getting the 2 free throws. 20.3 seconds remaining here in the first quarter as that free throw rattles around and finally falls off. Well, we know for sure we will be here for the noon game tomorrow. We'll have that game from the high school gym, North Fulton. Rattles off, does not go, and Pleasant Plains with possession with 15 seconds remaining. They leave it by 10, a chance to extend this out even more. In the lane, and that is through back in and out of bounds, and it will be South Fulton basketball with 1.5 seconds remaining. And that will end the first quarter of play. After one quarter of play, it's Pleasant Plains 17, South Fulton 7, back to Beardstown in the 35th Annual Lady Tiger Classic in 60 seconds.
Smart. That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Back in Beardstown, as Pleasant Plains leading this over South Fulton, 17-7. South Fulton, the winner in their first game against Illini Central, earned the right to play in this game, and that goes in and out, the offensive rebound. As with that was number 15, that's Heidi Hergenrother. She's going to go to the line to get two free throws. First one is on the way, and it does not go as it's off the heel of the rim. And the second one does go. So the lead is 11 at 18-7. The cut down the lane, they try to hit Markley, but it's deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with South Fulton. Pleasant Plains leading this, the Lady Cardinals. Briney skip pass to Madison Colter. Mackenzie Colter. The ball off to Markley. Markley to with it now on the baseline. Left side is Madison Colter. Markley fires, hits the baseline jumper. And it's a 9-point game again at 18-9. Going baseline, that was Gossett. Sinclair with the ball now. Right side top. Gives it off. That is Watson, whistle away from the ball. Got an illegal pick, sounded like. Churchill checking back in for the South Fulton Lady Rebels. She has possession. And a steal, but McCormick gets it back. Madison Colter brings it around, looks to drive. Flip it back out to Churchill for two, does not go. And the rebound is to Pleasant Plains. 6:20 remaining, and that is out of bounds, and it will be South Fulton basketball. And a timeout is taken. A 30-second timeout by Carl Beebe and South Fulton. They trail at 18-9 with 6:19 remaining. Back to Beardstown in 30 seconds.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is killing it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Back in Beardstown, South Fulton with possession, down by 9, 18-9. That is Markley. She is going to go to the free throw line to get two. That foul whistled against Gossett. Markley getting the two free throws. First one is on the way, and it rims off. It's the back of the rim, the heel. And with 6:08 remaining, he'll get his second attempt. Chance to hit double digits and pull them to within eight. And does. So it's 18-10 as Aquino it into the front court for the Lady Cardinals. Skip pass. It goes to Sinclair. Low post into Carter. And it is out of bounds, and it will stay with Pleasant Plains. Inbounds pass in the lane. The runner does not go. McCormick is going to be guilty of that foul as Bev Watson will go to the free throw line. Watson will get two. Right now it's an 8-point ball game, 18-10. Makes that a 9-point ball game, 19-10, as Watson hits the front of two free throws. Second one is on the way, and it's good as well. Churchill works her way into the front court. Gives it off to Markley, right side, over to McKenzie as Coulter. Skip pass from Churchill to McCormick, couldn't get it to go. Markley, too strong, can't get it. Gets another offensive chance and gets that one to drop. And it's an 8-point ball game again, 20-12. Aquino with it out top, right side. The give is to Basedorfer. And stop and think there for a second. It'll be Pleasant Plains basketball, 5:02 remaining. And they lead it by 8 over South Fulton, and that is going to be kicking the ball, so it'll stay with the Lady Cardinals. Inbounds pass. Aquino picks it off. And they go inside, and it's out of bounds, and it will be South Fulton basketball. We'll get a little bit of a break after this ball game. Went a long break, actually. Churchill and a turnover. Nope, check that. A timeout is taken with 4:44 remaining. It is a 30-second timeout. 20-12. Pleasant Plains leading this back in 30 seconds.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Back in Beardstown is South Fulton with possession as Churchill gets the ball to Madison Coulter. McKenzie Coulter fires, cannot get it to go. Battling for it is Markley. It's out of bounds, and I believe it's going to be Pleasant Plains basketball. 4:29 remaining. After this game, as we said, we'll pack it up, go over to the high school, and get ready for tonight's Farmington basketball game against either Brown County or Rushville Industry. As that basket down the lane, Bev Watson. And the lead is 10 at 22-12. Coulter gives it up. That was Gold, Hannah Gold in the ball game. And that three-pointer by Gold is good. And just like that, it's a 7-point game, 22-15. Out top, it's Sinclair. They try to go inside. Nearly a turnover. Aquino does come up with it. in the lane, and that off the glass. It is good. Bev Watson with that, or check that, it was Baisdorfer. Coulter to Mackenzie Coulter, to Madison Coulter, the leaner in the lane, couldn't get it. Markley could not get that to go, came up with a loose ball, and Sinclair comes up with the rebound for the Lady Cardinals of Pleasant Plains. With it, that's Baisdorfer. Left side top, Pequeno right side top. Drives in the lane, kicks it over. That three-pointer does not go by Watson, and the rebound is to South Fulton as Markley. She looks to drive, crosses over, the reverse, and she is fouled. And she'll go to the line to get two. Let's see who that's going to be on. And it's going to be on Watson, her first that I have. Or Markley going to the free throw line to get the two free throws. First is on the way, and it rattles around and drops. If you can get this one, it'll pull them back to within seven. Second one is on the way, and it's good. Zucchino will walk it, trot it across into the front court for Pleasant Plains. Kick it out. As that is Fegans. Churchill comes up with the loose ball and heads backcourt into the front court. Clemens with it on the left side wing. Skip pass in the middle. Goes through Mackenzie Coulter's fingers. And that's going to be a foul on Churchill. Tiffany Churchill picking up that foul. It'd still be a common foul, so Pleasant Plains will put it in play underneath their own basket. 2:09 remains here in the second quarter of play. A 7-point lead for the Lady Cards. Zucchino looks to drive in the lane. The runner is blocked. That's Coulter ahead to Churchill. Churchill puts it up and cannot get it to drop. She'll go to the line to get two, and that foul whistled against Watson. Churchill will get two free throws. A chance to pull this to within five, but right now just wants to get it to six. Free throw, it does not go. She'll get another, though. Still the opportunity to pull to within six. Make it a two-possession ball game, and that rattles around and drops. 24-18. Remember, it was 17-7 at the end of one. We've got a minute 50 remaining, and it's a 24-18 ball game. They go inside, and that is going to count. As Carter gets that basket, she'll get the free throw, chance for the and one. That free throw rattles around and drops out as Curry grabs the rebound for South Fulton, and Churchill works her way across into the front court. And it will be South Fulton basketball. A minute and a half remains, 26-18. An 8-point lead for Pleasant Plains. Skip pass. Clemens for three. And it's a 5-point ball game, 26-21. South Fulton a winner here in their first game as they defeated Illini Central. That pass intended for Zucchino, but Churchill stepped in front of her and came up with a steal. Gould has it tipped from behind, but chases it down. Curry chases it down in the corner. Gould to Churchill. They'll reset the offense. 40 seconds remaining. Churchill looks to drive. And a 5-second count is called. So the turnover, giving it to Pleasant Plains with the center 32 seconds, 31.9 seconds remaining. Aquino walks her way across into the front court. Sinclair lobs it underneath, and that is tipped from behind, and Gould battling for it. We have a held ball. And it will be South Fulton basketball with 13.3 seconds remaining. I think Coach Beebe wanted to reach in, but didn't get it. Clemens to Colter. She drives, throws it up, cannot get it to go, and the rebound is two. Pleasant Plains, the shot by Giacchino at the buzzer is held short. We've completed one half of play. South Fulton has battled back from a 10-point deficit at the end of one. It's 17-7. They now trail this at halftime. It's Pleasant Plains 26, South Fulton 21. Back to Beardstown, middle school gym in 2 minutes.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear, all the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear, they have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a facet company. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holiday. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. A largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Back in Beardstown, a 26-21 lead for the Pleasant Plains Lady Cardinals as they lead South Fulton. South Fulton already with one game under their belt as they defeated Illini Central here earlier this morning, a game that you heard, 46-31, the final score. And sometimes you wonder how much of a is it an advantage or a disadvantage to play, already have a game under their belt? But only time will tell. Right now, they trail Pleasant Plains 26-21 here at halftime. But you have to wonder how much of a difference. Maggie Lascelles picked up her second foul, probably about not quite the halfway point of the, beyond the halfway point, maybe the 2 to 3 minute mark of the first quarter, and has been basically on the bench since then, and to only trail Pleasant Plains 26-21 at the half after trailing 17-7 at the end of one. That may be a good thing for South Fulton, because now they'll get her back to full strength in the second half, hopefully a little wiser in her offensive and her play here this afternoon. But only time will tell. Again, 26-21 is a score here at halftime. But that had to be a big difference for South Fulton, because she is their, not that the Coulter girls, sisters are the Coulters, McKenzie and Madison, are bad, or and Emma Curry is bad, and Hannah Clemens, but you have the experience of Maggie Lascelles, and she's a senior and a leader on the floor, and we've watched her play all 4 years at the varsity level, and you got to think that was a huge factor in the first half here this afternoon in this matchup with Pleasant Plains. And with her being able to come back and only have the two fouls now, three to give in the second half, and hopefully, as we said, play a little smarter in the second half. Only time will tell in that one. 26-21 is the score here at halftime. We are going to take another break, and we'll recap the scoring of the first half within that when we come back. But let's take this break. We'll be back to Beardstown in the middle school gym in the 35th Lady Tiger Classic. It is Pleasant Plains 26, South Fulton 21. Back to Beardstown in 2 minutes.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
At Spooner College, you'll save thousands and you'll learn from some of the best. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, Diesel Power and Systems Technology Instructor at Spooner College. At SRC, you'll work with instructors to empower you to do your best work. With an average student-to-faculty ratio of 17 to 1, you can bet your instructor will know you by name and will care about your success. Spooner College offers excellence in education right here, close to home.
Spring classes start January 17th. Visit src.edu to learn more.
Going to a ball game and banking at Mid-America National Bank have a lot in common. For example, those who go to a game are loyal to the school they're following, just like many of our customers and their families have been loyal to Mid-America for generations. It's all based on trust and knowing who you're working with. Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life, in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox. A better place.
Back in Beardstown, 26-21 is the score, as it is halftime. Pleasant Plains leading this over the South Fulton Lady Rebels. Let's run down the scoring. First off, for Pleasant Plains, we have very balanced scoring. 5 points from Carolyn Giacchino. 2 points from Abby Basedorfer. Grace Sinclair with three, Maddie Dossett with two, Heidi Hergen, I'll get that right, can't read my own writing. She has 5 points, three from Olivia Carter, and leading the way for the Pleasant Plains Lady Cardinals, Bev Watson, we have with 8 points. For the South Fulton Lady Rebels, again, very balanced scoring. One from Maddie McCormick, two from Mackenzie Coulter, three from Hannah Gold, five from Hannah Clemens, and leading the way with team high and also a game high at halftime. At this point, Sadie Markley, we have her with 9 points. It is halftime, 26-21 is the score. South Fulton trailing Pleasant Plains. We're going to take another break and back to Beardstown for the second half in 60 seconds.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Mid-Illini and Prairie Land Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
And we welcome you back as Pleasant Plains had their first possession, turned it over. At the other end, Maggie LaStella gets the first 2 points of the second half, and she's already, her presence already felt here in this ball game. And she did not score in the first half, but already with 2 points to pull them to within three. Clemens to McCormick with it on the left side, top. And that pass, I'm not sure who it was intended for, but it's deflected, and it is a turnover. South Fulton giving up to Pleasant Plains, and the Lady Cardinals return the favor. And they turn it over, and it will be South Fulton basketball as Churchill will trigger it in. 26-23, Pleasant Plains leading this. McCormick to Churchill. Churchill looks to drive. And they try to get it into LaStella. She'll spin her way in, has it deflected, and it is a turnover. Sinclair gives it to Giacchino. Giacchino underneath the low post, out to Sinclair underneath again, and that is no good. And it is going to be a reach-in. That's going to be a foul on the Lady Cardinals, is Bev Watson picking up that foul, and that I have her with three. 26-23, that could be huge if it is indeed three. Churchill gets it. High post. LaStella, she backs her way in, throws it up, and that's going to be a foul. It'll be a common one. They say she was on the floor. And that was Carter that picked up that foul. That does not go, and the rebound is to Pleasant Plains. And we try to go low post, and it is a turnover. And a turnover to South Fulton. LaStella, she'll spin her way in, and she lost it, but it's deflected off of Pleasant Plains. It stays with South Fulton with 5:38 remaining here in the third quarter. After the first game, we were about 10 minutes or so ahead, but after the second game, being double overtime, we're running about a half an hour behind here. The give is to LaStella, and it is out of bounds off of LaStella. It'll be Pleasant Plains basketball. With it, that is Fegans. They go inside, and that basket is good. Carter with that basket. And the lead is five once again, 28-23. Not that South Fulton hasn't had their chances, because they have. They're trying to get it in. They are They know the difference that Maggie LaSalis will make. They're trying to hammer it into her, but you got to give credit to Pleasant Plains. They are doing a pretty good job as that basket is good. Fegan's with it. And the lead is 7 now, 30-23. You can't force something that isn't there. And it's not always there with Maggie. Now that was, but it was an excellent defense, Sinclair. And that is going to be a kicking the ball, and it will be Pleasant Plains basketball. 4:15 is what remains here in the third quarter. 30-23. Pleasant Plains over South Fulton here. This is game 5, and that is good. A two-pointer. Did not catch who it was. And it's 32-23, a 9-point lead. McCormick looks to drive. That is blocked by Sinclair. Stop and protect the ball. Sometimes the layup isn't, and when you're in traffic, isn't the best thing for you to do. You can have it blocked from behind as that was. Pleasant Plains with possession, and that is a near steal. And a timeout is taken. It'll be a 30-second timeout with 3:31 remaining. Pleasant Plains 32, South Fulton 23, back to Beardstown in 30 seconds.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Back in Beardstown, Pleasant Plains with possession, with 3:30 remaining. They lead it by 9, 32-23. 26-21 at the half. South Fulton got it to within 3, at 26-23, and that is Carter out front. Now Dequino left side top, actually on the wing. They get it inside from the corner. 3-point goal does not go by Sinclair, and it's Churchill that comes away with it. Churchill to McCormick. Left side top. Clemens with it. Inside to LaSalis. And put it up. She is fouled. And it will be LaSalis going to the free throw line. Picking up that foul is Emily Long. Sellis will go to the free throw line to get two. Her first trips to the free throw line. They've been trying to hammer it inside, but here much of the second half, but have been somewhat unsuccessful. Chance to pull it to 8 right now. Free throw by LaSalis is good. 32-24. Anna Gold in the ball game for South Fulton. LaSalis, her second free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. 32-25. South Fulton trailing by 7. The post it goes. That is Watson. Sinclair has it now. Cutter, kick it back out. Watson to Sinclair. Dequino, right side top. They try to go inside, but LaSalis comes up with a steal. She's going to take it in, drives in, throws it up, and that's going to be a block. Oh, one called it a block, the other called it a charge. And And Carl Beebe is... And I'm telling you, Carl's got a complaint. One calls it a charge, the other calls it a block, and that's one that could have went either way. I'm not going to say one way or the other, but when you have one official calling it one, you got to get together. It'll be a turnover. Because there's different angles, and that's just like when the ball is knocked out of bounds. They try to go inside to Lascelles, but it's deflected. And it's another turnover. Minute 48 remaining, 32-25, and that is a steal. And then Fegans whistled for the foul. And that's where the other official has got to come over. I mean, I'm not blaming the one official who called it a charge, not asking for help, but that's where the other official that called it a block has to come over, and they've got to talk. You don't just stop and let, because you have a different angle. Colder drives in the lane, cannot get it to go. It is a rebound to Pleasant Plains. Lady Cardinals with the ball, Jaquino, and that is a near turnover. With it was Mandy Watson. Sinclair with it now. And 3 seconds is called against Pleasant Plains as the turnover. Gives it to South Fulton with 1:05 remaining. Back door, and that's Madison Colder. She kind of slid, kind of did a little bit of a shuffle before putting it on the floor and turned it over. Seconds remaining. South Fulton's had their chances here tonight, but have not been able to cash in. Gould with a steal, has a tip from behind, and it'll be South Fulton basketball. Seconds remaining. Churchill puts the drive. She'll bring it back out top of the key. Now to Gould on the left side wing. Back to Churchill. 30 seconds. Gould to Churchill. The drive cut out. Madison Colter to McKenzie. Could not get it to go with 17 seconds. And I think Coach Beebe wanted to go for the last shot. And in the lane, does not get it to go. Colter grabs it. Then we've got reaching from behind. As I believe. That foul, we'll have to double check that. The shot at the buzzer is short. And Coach Beebe wanted a foul, but not called. 32-25 is the score. We have completed three quarters. 32-25, Pleasant Plains leading it by 7. Back with the final 8 minutes in 60 seconds.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day for service that can't be beat. Call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Back in Beardstown for the final 8 minutes of play as Coulter cannot get it to go. Addison Coulter could not get that to drop. 7:42 remaining. 32-25. And that's going to be a travel. A turnover, giving it to South Fulton. Churchill gives it up. And it's Madison Coulter. Gould, she fires a long three. It does not go. The long rebound is chased down, and we've got a foul that's going to be on Churchill. She picks up her second foul, according to my statistics. It is Pleasant Plains leading it. With it, that is Allie Crazy. That does not go. It's out of bounds, and it will be off of Pleasant Plains. The young Pleasant Plains team, when you stop and look, they've only got a couple of seniors and one junior. The rest are sophomores and freshmen. Churchill works her way across into the front court. Good North Fulton, or I should say South Fulton, come from behind. That's deflected and it's tipped out of bounds. If they win, they would play tomorrow night at 7. If they lose, they play tomorrow at 1:30. And that's going to be a foul. Of Ellis will go to the charity stripe to get two free throws. It's that foul against Carter, and it's her third. Sellis going to the free throw line, trying to trim into this lead. And it rattles out. Rimmed around and spun out. Tying her shoe once again, Maggie LaSalle. Actually, I'm not sure that she had Velcro going over it, but I think she does have shoestrings there as well. Her second free throw, it's on the way, and it's good. 32-26. Now Fulton pulls to within six. Pleasant Plains with the ball, and that is tipped away. LaSellis coming up with a steal. Ball off to McCormick, and she'll work it into the front court. Ahead it goes to Robertson, and ahead let her a little too much. And the turnover, giving it back to Pleasant Plains. 32-26, 6:15 remaining here in the final quarter of play. And another good one. Last game went double overtime. Low Will we see a similar case here? Time will tell. Aquino. And that is tipped, and Robertson comes up with the deflection. Churchill to McCormick. Layup cannot go, does not go, and the rebound is to Pleasant Plains. Plains gets it into the front court. That is Giacchino. She'll take it out between the circles and sets the offense up. Takes it to Watson. Watson guarded by Churchill. Giacchino with it on the left side, top. Sinclair out top between the circles. Watson. And that is a hack by Churchill. That'll be her third. Common foul with 5:10 remaining. 32-26 is the score. Plains leading this over South Fulton. Sinclair with it on the wing. Out top it goes. That is Fegans. Watson off the key. Fegans with it now on the right side wing. Out top. Sinclair looks to drive. Pulls up baseline. The jumper does not go. Churchill with the rebound as that was taken by Hergenrother. The lob goes to Lascelles. Will not go. Battling for it. Lascelles, and it is out with it. Giacchino, Hergenrother, and that goes off of her foot, and it'll be South Fulton basketball. So a missed opportunity at the other end. As Lascelles just could not get it to drop, but had a good look. Churchill gives it up. Lascelles looks to drive, and she is fouled by Hergenrother. Lascelles will go to the free throw line to get the free throws. We'll get two of them. Gets to trim into this even more. Trying to make it a 5-point ball game right now. 4:09 remaining. Sinus's free throw is good. 32-27. Free throw is on the way, and it rims off the front of the iron, and Pleasant Plains with it. 32-27, Sinclair from the baseline fires, rattles off, does not go, and the offensive rebound. Deegans gets the put back, and I believe it now has to be a full timeout. 34-27, the lead is 7. Pleasant Plains over South Fulton, 3:56 remaining, back in 60 seconds.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to FiberFastNow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Back at Beardstown, it's a 7-point lead for Plains as they lead South Fulton 34-27. Tiffany, I knew I'd do that. Taylor Churchill. Lascelles off the glass for two. I usually do that once a game. Didn't do it the first game, though. That is Sinclair. She dishes it off to Feagans. Feagans to Watson. Back to Feagans, but it's off of Robertson. And it will be Lady Cardinal basketball. Well, next game it will be Macomb against Illini West. We will not be carrying that game, but it's kind of an interesting game because that team, and that is going to be a foul. Kind of a late whistle, but I think it's the right call, but a late one. In fact, they didn't make it upon contact. It could have been a travel. 3-point goal. Trichino, and the lead is 8, 37-29. Churchill trying to get it inside, but it's deflected away. They have been trying to get it inside, but you have to give Pleasant Plains a lot of credit. They are doubling down on Lascelles and not giving her many chances inside. She's got to somehow do a better job of, and they've got to find a way to get the ball to them. A nice little give and go, and that does not go by Bergenrother. She will go to the free throw line to get two. Free throw rattles off. She'll get the second one. No, she was in the act of shooting. Zach Keen now the coach at Macomb, facing Illini West, where he at one time was. Second free throw does not draw iron, so it will be South Fulton basketball with 2:25 remaining. A lot of time left on the clock, so South Fulton still in this ball game, but they're going to have to take advantage of each possession at this point. McCormick gives the ball to Clemens. Markley, skip pass. Inside, that's what they've got to do. They've got to find a way to get Lascelles open. 37-31, and that's another turnover. They've got to get Lascelles moving a little more away from the ball and get her cutting. Get it on the wing and cut her on the baseline. And find her cutting down the lane. And that pass is intercepted. Feagan comes up with it. It's tipped from behind, and it'll be Pleasant Plains basketball. A minute 46 remains, 37-31. Inbounds pass. Taken by Watson. Sinclair with it on the left side top. Goes over to Watson. Feagan has it now. She'll bring it to the wing, right side. Now top of the key. Left side top. It goes Sinclair. We're down to a minute 18 remaining. And a 5-second count. And I believe Carl Beebe wants a timeout with a minute 12 remaining. He'll get it. A full one, 37-31, Pleasant Plains by 6 over South Fulton. Back to Beardstown in 60 seconds.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And as watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is killing it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Poets rating threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
In Beardstown, a six-point lead with a minute 10 remaining. South Fulton trailing Pleasant Plains. A lot of time left in this one, though. Clemens gives it up. McCormick, low post. They get it into LaSella. She's fouled, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Finding the ways to get it to LaSella. She's going to go to the free throw line quite a bit. Free throw by LaSellis is on the way, and it rims off. Still trying to draw within five. Under a minute, 59.8 seconds remaining. Second free throw rattles around and through. Full court pressure is put on, and LaSellis picking up the foul. That is just her first here in the second half. That's her third total. Still a common foul, though. Inbounds pass taken by Fegan. And it is Sinclair with it, 47 seconds remaining. Markley has called for the hand check, and the 1-1 is in place now. Churchill in the ballgame. A three-point shooter re-enters the ballgame. She's been shut down for the most part. She just has 1 point here in the second in this ballgame, not in the first half. Free throw is good. Player gets that, and the lead is 6, 38-32. Chance to send this out to a 7-point ball game. Sinclair's free throw, it rattles off, does not go, and we're going to go the other way, and virtually no time off the clock. Watson picking up the foul. If you're that does not go. Markley couldn't get it to drop. And with 37 seconds remaining, as they get it out to Sinclair, right side on the wing. 30 seconds. Clemens picking up the foul. TJ Frazee. And that doesn't. What happened at the other, at this end the last time here, I'm sure didn't thrill you. Free throw is good. 39-32 with 26.4 seconds remaining. Second one is on the way, and it's good. 40-32, an 8-point lead. A 60-second timeout, a full one. We'll take one as well. Pleasant Plains leading South Fulton back in 60 seconds.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
At Beardstown, as South Fulton with possession, as Clemens, Hannah Clemens, at the other end, able to shoot the ball, and she'll be going to the free throw line. Missed the first. Had a chance to make this a 7-point ball game, and with 11.7 seconds remaining, things not looking good for the South Fulton Lady Rebels, and they will fall in this one. And that is a steal. And it's out of bounds, and that ends the contest here tonight as South Fulton falls to Pleasant Plains 40-33. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back, and we'll recap this one and give you the scoring. Again, the final score, Pleasant Plains 40, South Fulton 33. Back to Beardstown in 2 minutes.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear, all the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear, they have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a facet company. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Hi, this is Emily Valencia, 2010 graduate of Spoon River College. I've been teaching high school art and computer graphics for a year now, and when I think about it, Spoon River College was the perfect beginning to my undergraduate experience. My instructors laid a solid foundation for my future as an educator and an artist. It doesn't matter who you are, a new high school graduate or someone looking for a change in career, Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning too. Register now, visit src.edu or call 1-800-DEGREES and ask to speak to an advisor.
Back at Beardstown as Pleasant Plains pulls out a 40-33 win over the South Fulton Lady Rebels here this afternoon. South Fulton winning earlier in the day as they defeated Illini Central 46-31, the final score in that one. Let's recap the scoring here. First off, for the South Fulton Lady Rebels, we had 1 point for Taylor Churchill, 2 for Mackenzie Coulter, 1 from Maddie McCormick, 3 from Hannah Gould. Hannah Clemens, we had with 6 points. Sadie Markley finished with 9. And a strong second half, but just wasn't enough as Maggie Lascelles finished with 11 points. She did not score in that first half, but she committed a foul, or second foul, I'd say at about the, between the 2 and 4 minute mark of the first quarter, and didn't play the rest of that quarter or the second quarter, and was held scoreless, but she did finish with a team high 11 points for the South Fulton Lady Rebels. For the Pleasant Plains Lady Cardinals, a very balanced scoring. We had unofficially Heidi Hergenrother with a point, Emily Long with 2 points, Maddie Dossett with 2 points, Abby Basedorf, Dorfer with 2 points, 4 points each, Lauren Fegans and Grace Sinclair also scoring, 5 points from Olivia Carter. We had 8 points from Bev Watson, and leading the way for the Pleasant Plains Lady Cardinals, we had Carolyn Zatino with 10 points as she had the team high 10 points. Again, the final scores here this morning, the games that we brought to you. In the first game, South Fulton the winner over Illini Central, 46-31. In double overtime, a thriller, it was Macomb edging Illini Bluff 66-64. And in the game that you just heard, South Fulton falling to Pleasant Plains 40-33. We're going to have a break of a few hours before we rejoin you later tonight. We'll rejoin you at about 6:15 from the high school gym, as Farmington will play either Brown County or Rushville Industry. And that's going to do it. We want to thank Megan for our morning and afternoon broadcast here today. And as we said, we'll rejoin you later this afternoon, tonight at about 6:15, as Farmington will face either Brown County or Rushville Industry. Until then, I'm Mark Bixler. So long, everybody.